forecast is going to continue to be favorable for most of the Midwest. We're going to expect to see a good mix of rain and sunshine take place across the region as we move out over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. We'll see temperatures turning warmest relative to normal this coming weekend and lasting into the first part of next week as a ridge of high pressure builds up across the area. Afternoon temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s in quite a bit of the Midwest during the peak of the warmer biased period. We'll expect some middle and upper 90s to occur in some of the southwestern parts of the region, including Kansas and Missouri. May see some similar conditions occurring on the west side of the Missouri River all the way up into South Dakota. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see temperatures near 100 degrees in portions of central South Dakota and central Nebraska down through central portions of Oklahoma. But this is all, of course, in wheat country. Most of the winter wheat harvest will continue to advance along relatively well, but we are going to see rain interrupt the process a bit more often than desired in portions of Nebraska and Colorado, where most field work is still left to be done, along with South Dakota. Now, South Dakota's precipitation will be much more erratic than that in areas further to the south. The central portions of the plains will see frequent occurrence of showers and thunderstorms that will support summer crop development potentials much better than usual. That includes corn, soybeans, and sorghum, as well as a little bit of cotton that's produced out there in southwest Kansas. Well, in the heart of the Midwest, though, our weather is going to continue to be favorably mixed. Net drying conditions will occur in many areas as we work our way under this ridge of high pressure. The precipitation that occurs is not expected to be widespread, heavy, or very impressive, at least not initially, but we will have a cool front that will work its way through the Midwest at some point as we go through the week next week, and as that takes place, we will see some shower and thunderstorm activity increasing across portions of the Midwest. Until that time, there's going to be a very weak frontal boundary that will move across the region here this weekend into the early part of next week. Now, that frontal boundary is not going to be very well organized and most likely will end up falling apart as we move out over time, and we'll see a broken line of showers and thunderstorms working their way through the Midwest. Most of the precipitation that occurs is not going to have a huge impact on soil or crop conditions across the region, but we will see at least a little bit of precipitation occurring from the northwestern into the central portions of the Midwest. Ohio, parts of Michigan, and eastern Kentucky will do very poorly with this first little shot of precipitation potential. As we get out into the early to middle part of next week, we'll be under the influence of that ridge of high pressure, and so there'll be a few showers and thunderstorms that will occur along a warm front that will go up the front side of the ridge, and that will likely occur as we move from Sunday into Monday. The rain that occurs in the Midwest will be mostly up to a quarter to a half inch. I think there'll be a few locally greater amounts, but the precipitation will stay out of those easternmost parts of the Midwest, allowing for more net drying to occur in those areas. A strong cool front, though, will come across the Midwest as we go from mid to late week next week. That frontal system will produce some strong to severe thunderstorms and maybe bring some needed moisture to the drier biased areas in the northwestern Corn Belt, and eventually bring a chance for rain into the eastern parts of the Midwest as well. The precipitation that occurs will run a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local totals in the 1 to 2 inch range. The greatest precipitation will probably be more in the western part of the Midwest than in the east. Our temperatures will cool down behind that frontal system. We'll look for highs coming back down into basically the 80s as we get to the end of next week, with a few upper 70s possible in some of the northern parts of the region. Our low temperatures at night will cool off at that point, also down into some 60s, maybe even a few upper 50s, but until then, 60s and 70s will likely be calm west.